Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Northwest Cannabis Classic and Expo. Radical Russ here on the floor, day one, and we're here at the desk for Cardoso IT Solutions, and we're speaking with Thomas Craig. How you doing, Thomas?
Excellent. Can't complain.
So IT Solutions, I imagine we're talking about controlling people's point of sale, their inventory. Tell us a little bit about what you're offering.
Good question. We do offer that, but on top of that, we provide solutions for security for the industry. So point of access control, monitor alarm systems, camera systems that all meet the state regulations and beyond that. Other things that we are providing is for the personal use market, something to secure their home with too.
So do you come from the traditional security area and then are adapting to now the cannabis industry?
What we're doing is we're bringing different professional sides of this business all together into one. So I do come from the alarm side of it, and then Fernando, he comes from the IT solution. So we are mending those two together, providing a one-stop solution.
For the consumers out there that might be looking into these products, do they need to have an extensive IT background? Do they need to have specific hardware, Apple, PC, Unix, any of that stuff?
Right, that can get confusing. That's where we come in. We integrate that all in for you, so that way it's not a problem. We're able to adapt a lot of different systems because we custom build these systems for you.
Okay, so somebody's already got some IT investment. They're not going to have to reinvent everything. They're not going to have to take everything down and get new stuff.
Exactly. We're not taking something off the shelf and saying, hey, this is your new solution. We're able to adapt to what you have in place, so that way it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
How long have you been in business, and what got you involved?
Well, I've been in business with the alarm side for more than 5 years now, and just a passion to provide this service to Alaska. It's a unique market, and this is a way to get out and help people out. Brand new industry, so it's very exciting to help out this and see it grow.
Do you find any special considerations that you have to use for this industry compared to others?
Yeah, I would say just because this is built from the ground up all at once right now. These businesses were not able to start out already, and so they need everything. So from the ground up, that's kind of the need, all in one at one time.
How about real-time reporting? Is this accessible through the web or in different ways of getting reports for the customer?
Yes, and so there's different devices, different avenues that you can access this system, I think is the question correct? Yeah, so you can check out your system if you're in California and your place is on the Kenai. You can get notification if somebody leaves a door open for more than 5 minutes. It's very interactive and customizable for each end user.
I was looking at your screen in the background. I saw something about drones. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is the exciting industry of technology that we're able to bring out some of the newer things. And people who are looking to utilize this service for outdoor operations, instead of putting up 20 cameras, you can use a drone to actually track if there is an event that's triggered. So instead of having to have all these cameras, you can have a drone minimize the camera usage and follow that around.
So say if there's a break detected in a fence, it goes and flies over to that break or something?
Correct. So it does integrate in with the monitored security system. So if there's something triggered, it will know to go fly over there, and it could track that person or that moose, whatever it be, around for you. So yeah, it's exciting.
Is this both visual and, like, say, infrared for, you know, night detection or something?
Exactly, yes. It would be equipped, certain models are equipped for both those, night and day, yeah. And then it could read thermal signature, so it will be able to follow that person around.
So as long as it's anything but one of the predators, you should be okay. The predator monster, I don't think he can detect.
I don't think technology has gotten that good yet to, I think he's got us on that one, yeah.
Well, fortunately, predators are allergic to weed. A lot of people didn't know that. If only Schwarzenegger had known.
Well, yeah, definitely. That's all you got to do is just plant a couple of doobies around, and then you'll be secured.
So tell folks in our audience how they can get in touch with Cardoso IT Solutions online.
Great. You can check out our website, Cardoso IT Solutions, or on Facebook, LinkedIn. We're on all the avenues. So we tweet from time to time, too. So we're out there.
Thomas Craig with Cardoso IT Solutions. Thanks for being here at the Expo, and have a great show.
Thank you.